Anyhow, as I was saying, they were $15 a piece, and I think the two lampshades were under $10. The lampshades ought to arrive soon, too. But what surprises me about this whole thing is that when I originally sent them, I sent the lamps, I think, PAL, and I sent some tablecloths, Sam. Miss Murray, my new boss, asked me to get her a tablecloth, and somebody else did, too. So I had sent them Sam, and I was surprised that the parcel post got there the same time as the Sam. Must have just loaded them all up on a plane. But anyhow, I'm waiting for the lampshades to get there. So I hope that they'll fit all right. I was going to use them instead of those brown lamps that I have. When I get an apartment, geez. Well, no, Mother, I don't think I'll need a mansion for all the stuff I've got. I may not be able to put everything out, you know, but that's all right. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I did buy some more stuff and ordered it from that place in Japan and had it sent home. And if anybody wants anything, like dishes and stuff, they better let me know before the next 6 weeks, because by that time, after that, it'll be too late to get anything for anybody. But I bought some things like, what did I do? Oh, I told you I ordered those big screens. And I didn't order any more dishes for myself. I figured that was plenty. Or chafing dishes or anything like that. But I did order some dolls. Japanese type dolls that, well, when the kids have their birthdays and stuff, I can give them those things for their birthdays. And I figured I might as well, while I'm over here, get them, and that'll be it. When I first came over one time, Peggy asked me if, and sent me some money, and asked me if I would get, if I saw a nice tablecloth, would I get it for her and send it to her. So I said, sure. So when I went into Subic, I think it was my first trip, I saw a tablecloth for about $35, which it was called an Army Navy tablecloth. It's got panels of lace with panels of linen embroidered. And I don't remember whether I got her 12 napkins of what, but I remember it was $35. But in Subic, it's more expensive than it would have been in Hong Kong. So I mailed it to her, and recently I got a note from her, and she said that her cousin's wife went and bought a tablecloth like that on sale for $89, marked down from $189. So I thought, my Lord, if it's worth that much money, I better get one. So the last girl went to Hong Kong, and I gave her some money, and I asked her to pick me up one, only with 8 napkins. I don't know what I'm ever going to do with it. It won't fit my table, but you never can tell. Somebody might get it someday. And I got another table. Well, as I said, I've got tablecloths. Oh, Irish linen hand-cut-out tablecloths. Your daughter has long her cat has long tails. But might as well. It's a good buy. I could never buy it in the States for what I'm getting it over here for. That's a good investment. But let's see. I think the only thing left to come. Oh, I did mail a box from the Philippines. Maybe it went, in it was some soup bowls and a sake set. I don't know if you've gotten that yet, but you probably will before too long. And then, of course, the stuff from PacX in Japan. I eventually will mail home some white uniforms and stuff before I leave the ship. But, oh boy, I haven't sold my other tape recorder yet. If I don't, I'll just bring it on home with me and sell it once I get home. I'm not giving it away, though. Let's see, what else did I have to tell you about? Well, nothing. Oh, I did mean to tell you this, and I've been forgetting to tell you, because quite a bit of news has been about this new Secretary of State, Rogers. You mentioned all the other people, Henkel, and you mentioned Richardson, but no one's mentioned Rogers. His son is on the ship. He's an ensign, or JG, I forget which. I don't see him that often, because he's a line officer, and he's a very nice boy, very nice, clean-cut, quiet kid. And you wouldn't know that his father was Secretary of State, except that the executive officer told us. Very pleasant boy. I'd say about 22 or so. Anyhow, his kid's out in Vietnam and out on the ship for a year and sitting up here in the line like the rest of us. So I guess that he's got every reason for wanting the war over just as much as anyone else. So there's no favoritism shown to his kid, which is just, it might be a matter of interest to you, you know. And he doesn't get any favoritism either, as far as I can see. He's like anybody else. In fact, as I say, no one would have known it. He seems like a nice boy. Let's see what else I have to tell you. I thought that was my big news, with the Secretary of State's son aboard. I'm trying to think of what else I had to tell you. Because, as I say, we've been up on the line for so long now, since the 8th of, really since about the 7th of January, and we're just not, God knows when we're going to leave. And everybody is still waiting for Tet, waiting to see what the Vietnamese are going to do. And I suppose we have to be here, but the sad part of it is that they don't move us down and get medical supplies before too much longer. We're not going to be doing them much good if we don't get them. I'm sitting on a little stool, and the stool's rolling all over the place with the ship moving around. So I'm hopeful that we will get supplies in soon. Today I had I didn't have an argument. I've had so many arguments in the past 2 weeks. And unfortunately, I hate to admit it, but the statements that I've made about situations have turned out to be right. So, you know, I may not always be right, but I'm not often wrong. That isn't really true either, but you know what I mean. Sometimes I make statements and people question them, but then they find out I'm telling the truth. I complained the laundry because they were losing our hats. We've gone through 300 hats in less than 3 months, and wrap tapes, they're bloody things, you know, the tapes are, and they throw them out. So the laundry officer's solution was that we should count every piece of linen as it goes in and when it comes back. Well, I don't have that kind of help, for one thing, but that's not the main reason I'm doing it. I'm not doing it because it's very bad technique. I had to fight to get plastic bags so they put the contaminated linen on when I got on board ship so people wouldn't be handling this stuff, and now he wants me to count it. So I didn't, he's been hiding from me all day. I think they hate to see me coming. And also, the admin officer is a very good friend of mine, and I think they think that every time something goes wrong, I go running to him. And if I can't get my own way about something, then I go running to him. And in a way, they're right, but in another way, they're not right. I mean, there are a lot of things I don't go to him about. A lot of things I tell him about that he has a right to know and should know before. I'm just not paying it, you know, not having anyone not tell him. And he doesn't always agree with me either. And we've had words on one or two occasions, but he comes down every day and has coffee with me. So they think that, well, if I can't get my own way, that I'll just go to the AO. And, I haven't had too much trouble. Actually, he disagreed with me on something last week, but as I said, it turned out that I was right, so he couldn't say much else. I feel pretty good. Everyone has this little bit of a cold now, you know, but the weather's so changeable. Like today, it's really cold, and you could use a foul weather jacket, like the one that I sent Dad, you know, I have one like that. And if you're going outside, you certainly would need one. Let's see, what else do I have to tell you? It seems like I'm going on and on. There's not much to tell you now. With everyone, we're having more and more people leave the ship. As I said, the last kid left the ship yesterday from my department, and as I say, the saying is, you're not short, you're next. And they count, you know, how many days you have to wake up, which means that, you know, the nightmare is over and you wake up. It isn't really a nightmare, and at least I certainly haven't felt that way about it, but it's so unreal out here that everyone talks about going back to the world, meaning back home, back to the States. We're still getting lots of Vietnamese. Funny thing happened the other day. A girl came on board. I don't think I told you this. I lose track of when I made your tapes, but this woman came on board, and she looked very familiar. She's working with a civilian hospital in Hue. And I asked her, I said, gee, you look familiar. Don't I know you from someplace? She said, well, I was in the Air Force for a while. Well, it turned out she was at Torrejon in Madrid when I was in Rota, and I stayed overnight there a couple times, and that's where I know her. Nice person. And she's out here at the request of the government now. She retired from the Air Force trying to teach the Vietnamese anesthesia. Of course, they're not nurses or anything, and she's just trying. She said it's just it's a nightmare. And she's talking about the Vietnamese and the stealing and everything. She said that they, by the time they back the truck with supplies up to the hospital, they're stolen. They're gone. So she's really upset, you know, about that. But it's funny, it's a small world. Oh, when you asked Mother, my mind keeps jumping around, what I intend to do with the port and starboard running lights, I don't know what I'm going to do with them. But I'm in the Navy, and I should have some semblance of Navy in my house. I guess maybe I'll put them in that one. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I know they're, you can put butane candles in them. I don't intend to put them on the front door or anything like that. But they're port and starboard running lights. You know, you have one on one side so you can tell when a chopper or when anything is coming in, whether it's the left or right side. Don't ask me right offhand which is red now. I think it's starboard and green is port, but I could be wrong on that. But I don't know what I'm going to do with them. And but they were good buy, you know, and I always wanted a pair. They're very expensive in the States. And I told you I bought a Seth Thomas ship's clock out here. That's going home, too. And it goes ding-ding every 15 minutes with the cook going the ding-dings. You'll be nuts. And what else did I buy that... Well, I've got a ship's plaque that's a big thing and another plaque. And I'm telling you. But by this time, I'm sure that Genevieve Mortel got the tray I sent her from... the Philippines. I hope she likes it. I'm sure she will. Well, it's, no, I guess it isn't quite near the end of the tape yet. It seems like I'm rambling on without a whole lot to say. The second shipment of stuff I'm going to send direct to Chelsea, it won't be much, but I figure they might as well take all this stuff that I'm sending home now. I'm sorry I didn't buy you a whole lot of things like paintings and things. What I did get, I sent home already, the jewelry and watch and stuff like that. But I figured you don't want that stuff. You have enough junk as it is. You don't need anything like that. I haven't written to that company yet about finding out about the chairs from Kavanaugh's or one of those places. But I'll do that one of these days when I get around to it. I did send Jack my income tax statement. He said he'd make it out for me. Well, listen. Looks like it's almost near the end of the tape, so I'm going to say goodbye. And I hope everyone at home is fine and that you're feeling well. And it won't be much longer now before I'll be home myself, looking for an apartment and freezing. I'm going to buy some of those boots up to my knees and one of those short coats above the knees. Heck, I might as well live a little. Although I think I've done a pretty good job so far. Well, take care. Say hello to everyone for me and thank Alice and Mary again. And, I'll make a tape next week, and maybe by that time we'll have been down in Da Nang. Maybe something will be going on, and I can give you some more information. But right now, we're just sitting up off this coast of Wonder Beach, and that's all. So take care, and bye for now.